similar to the Ayr game. I don't think we passed the Bozos in the Ayr game, but that was down to the way Dunfermline defended. They know our strengths, they stopped our the way we wanted to play for most of the half, but we created several good opportunities and we thought even, you know, they had two cracking chances, lad, and this bit great movement, and you'd have fancied them, they'd have fancied them. But I thought we edged the first half, had more chances, we were very good. We talked to our players about our set play deliveries, and we got two from set plays today. And in the second half, we kept sporadically creating chances, and I know the crowd get frustrated, but you know, Dunfermline are a good side, and they're a good run of form, and they move the ball about very well, clever players, and we're not going to boss the whole game. And it's frustrating that instead of fans rallying and getting behind us there, they start to moan a wee bit. So, you know, we got through it, we changed our shape, changed our personnel, and that got us back in the front foot. And I say about two or three more chances to make it a wee bit more comfortable for us. But in the end, really pleased with the 2-0 result, really pleased with performance and the application of the players. And, you know, we're keeping up a decent run of form.
Two defenders scoring as well shows you, you know.
Well, I think that now takes, I think only of all the squad, first team squad, I think only Kevin McHattie and Roddy McGregor are the only two that haven't scored. And it's something that's been a feature of our game. You know, we've said before, you know, we could easily have, well, it's not as easy as that, but you could have what Dunfermline have in Nisbet, who scored maybe 15, 16 goals, and then your next guy's got two or three, and some, most of our team haven't scored. You know, we do share the goals about, it's been that for the last 2.5 seasons, and it's nice in that aspect. We'd have loved one of my strikers to go and score 16, 17 goals, of course I would. But that's the way it is. But the effort they're putting in, the work rate, I thought, you know, work rate from Aaron Dorn particularly today, and Miles Storey, although they wouldn't get much joy, they put a shift in. Jordan, again, a real handful up front. It's frustrating for Keats, we couldn't get him on the balls often, but that will come. But again, Trafford and Carson, excellent, and the back four were solid, you know. It's, and as we said, we needed the big man, we needed Matt Ridgers on two occasions, and he was there. So all in all, very, very pleasing. It keeps us going in the right direction, which is what we want. And now, you know, we're halfway there. We spoke to the players about our points total. We've spoke about what we require to do in the second half of the season for ourselves, regardless of what United are up to, and we move on. So we want to finish the year now with another strong home performance against Arbroath, and that'll take us into the new year and a visit to Dundee.
Are you looking for more points in the second half of the season than the first half?
Well, we've got a target, and we'll look for that target. Yeah. As I say, we realise where we are in our first one, not quite where we want it to be, but not far off it, very, very close to it. And we'll now see if we can make up those points in the second half. If we play like that for the rest of the season, then with every chance we can, as I say, you know, the target we've set might not be enough to catch United, but that's down to their astonishing run of victories. But as I say, we'll have a target in mind that we know will get us to a certain area, and that's what we're going to be concentrating on.
I think 6 points, you know, ahead of where you were at the midway stage of last season. You know, is it important to kind of focus on that improvement rather than
the last season's last season? You know, we're just concentrating on ourselves and what we're doing this season and where we want to get to. As I say, we've improved a lot of things. We've improved our home record. You know, we've not drawn as many games. We've won more. I think already we may have won more games at home now than we did in the entire season. So that's important. It's important for the home fans. But as I say, you know, it's a long season. We're halfway there. We've just got to keep putting points on the board and see where it takes us. As I say, it's promotion by whatever means possible. It's as simple as that.
Excellent.